This is Weekend Life with Carly Flynn on Magic Talk.
Coming up to 10 minutes after 11 on your Saturday morning. Well, it seems Kiwis are quite concerned about their broadband coverage, about running out of their broadband, then running out of food. Gavin Mail is the founder and CEO of Opinion Compare, which is a division of NZ Compare, a research company that offers an independent and affordable way to deliver Kiwi opinions into NZ business decisions. And we're tapping into some of this interesting data. Good morning to you, Gavin. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Carly. It's good to talk to someone different.
Yeah, I know. I have to say, when I walked into work this morning and kept my 2 metre distance from my colleagues, it was nice to see some different faces after 3 days.
Absolutely.
You would have heard me just chatting then about all the online stuff that I'm suddenly having to crash myself into this week, learning about Zoom, learning about Epic Reading, learning about Mathletics. We are using a lot of online at the moment. What have you found to be our biggest, most serious concern on that?
Well, so we ran some research sort of on pretty much on day one of lockdown, and the biggest concern actually is sort of is what's going to come after the lockdown. So it's actually about people's financial well-being after this sort of four to 6 weeks, however long we're going to be safe at home. It's what people are going to be experiencing after that. The lockdown itself, they were a bit less worried about. When asked on a sort of scale of 1 to 9, that came in at 4.7, whilst longer-term financial well-being was 4.9.
Right.
So some people pretty worried, but on average, we're sitting there, we're taking it in our stride, I think.
What about, you know, because as long as we stay home safe, there's limited chance of us getting sick. That is the point of the lockdown. But it's still a niggle in the back of our brains. How concerned are we about catching the actual COVID-19 virus?
Yeah, so of the 590 Kiwis we surveyed, 49% actually were thinking they were still very concerned about catching COVID-19. That's increased sort of from when we did some research a couple of weeks back, where it was only 1 in 5 were concerned. So that concern has increased. I think that's probably in line with as the numbers have sort of gone up. Although, again, with the precautions that are now in place, hopefully that doesn't come about.
Yeah, Jacinda Ardern this morning, our Prime Minister, saying around about 10 days, and April 6th, we should know what that number will be, and then we can start looking at things from there. But they're saying up to sort of 5,000 of us in the paper this morning. What about on the lighter side? Oh, I don't know if this is the lighter side, but like being in the company of your nearest and dearest. I mean, I love my husband and I love my children. And thankfully our home isn't too small, but, you know, it's going to feel pretty cramped in the next month or two or three.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did ask some sort of lighter questions in the survey as well around concerns during lockdown. And 35% of people are worried about being annoyed by their partner or the people they live with. So 1 in 3 of us thinks we're going to get a bit annoyed. But interestingly as well, on sort of people's perceptions, I suppose, they only 27% think that they will annoy their partner. So whilst they're worried about being annoyed, they're not finding themselves very annoying.
I had a conversation with a friend this week who was getting very concerned because her husband, who is continuing to work from home, as they both are, as many people are, you know, just working, sharing a space with your significant other, and she was concerned because his voice is so loud and he's always on the phone and she can't concentrate because his voice is just too loud. I was like, it's day one.
I'll be honest, I've tucked myself in an upstairs bedroom for this. So.
Could be seen, keep my distance. Be seen but not heard.
Exactly.
Tell us about the telco companies. Netflix and the like must be under siege at the moment, coping with customer demand. That's if you can find anything decent watching, because everything seems to have shut down.
Yeah, well, so part of the NZ Compare sort of family of sites, we actually also manage Broadband Compare, which compares broadband plans for Kiwis. And we've actually seen a good increase in sort of numbers of visitors on that site, just looking for information and if their ISP is open and so on. And Chorus have reported sort of significant increases in the amount of traffic throughout the day, rather than the usual peaks, which occur sort of 8 till 9 o'clock. People are now sort of online, most of the day. So numbers significantly up on data consumption.
Yeah,
Yeah, with regards to Netflix, we haven't seen some of the changes they've done overseas. So they've reduced streaming qualities in some of the bigger countries. So removing sort of HD as an option to stream now overseas, just to reduce the load on the networks. So maybe that'll come in, but we haven't heard any of that as yet.
I get a weekly screen report off my phone, which I try each week to have it coming down, coming down, coming down. There's no, I don't want to look at the numbers this week.
Yeah, no way.
What about, do we have any major concerns about lack of exercise? I've tried the last 3 days to get out on my own or with the kids for 30 minutes, just around the neighbourhood within the guidelines of the government. I really need to move my body.
Yeah, so it sits around that same sort of one in three, so 36% of people saying they're concerned about lack of exercise in the lockdown period. And I suppose that's relating to those people who are regular gym goers or play a sport, which literally is no longer available for them. But again, jumping back to, I suppose, the online options, there's plenty of those out there. I know that the PE with Joe, we've been doing that with my daughter, on the mornings from the UK, sort of a good half hour sort of session at home on YouTube that doesn't take any equipment and you can just do in your living room. So
yeah, I was thinking about the old jazzercise. Remember from when we were younger and the mums used to do that. I was thinking this, good old Good Morning could come back and have some hula hooping in our lounge every morning. That could be our new part of our new routine.
Absolutely.
Has the government got the right mix with the essential services that should remain open? How are we feeling about what's being allowed to remain open?
Yep, so the general consensus there is they are pretty much bang on. So 96% for supermarkets, 95% for pharmacies and 90% for petrol stations. One of the ones that they have left open, sort of the dairies and superettes, only 55% of people agree that they're sort of needed, but I suppose that depends again on your community. They play a vital part in certain communities, and I think that's important there. And one of the bits of news from earlier in the week about the warehouse saying they would be open, only 7% of people would classify the warehouse as essential. So they seem to have made the right call there as well by pulling the plug on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just finally, Gavin, the working from home, any concerns about working from home or, essential workers having to go to work?
Working from home and productivity is one thing. So we've got 35% of people from a survey we did from 518 Kiwis said they felt less productive at home.
There are a few distractions at home for plenty of people. Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, the biggest one of those distractions or the biggest age group experience or anticipating challenges when working from home are those sort of aged 35 to 44, and that's most likely due to the fact they've got those younger children to look after whilst they're also working. So they're definitely asking for help doing the Lego challenge and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you okay in your bubble? Have you got, food and staying connected?
We're all good in our bubble. We are using plenty of broadband bandwidth.
Yeah.
But yes, and no danger of running out of loo roll or any of that. we're doing well. Thanks, Gavin.
Fantastic, Gavin. Keep your spirits up. Great to chat to you. That's Gavin Mayo, the founder and CEO of NZ Compare, or Opinion Compare, which is the research division of NZ Compare.